We got a special guest joining us here from Superior Decoys, UP owned and operated decoy and waterfowl supply company. Dan Miller is on the tie line with us. How you doing, buddy?
Doing great. Great to be back as always.
Well, it's kind of a big night, so to speak. You know, hunting eve night is what I call it. And a lot of people, you know, whitetail deer hunting or deer camp is the big deal. For me, I love waterfowl season. Absolutely love it. Got a duck dog, you know, and like you, I kind of live for it. So I'm excited. I hope you're pumped up for the start of season tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, those of us that are big into waterfowling, it's pretty much you're either in hunting season or preparing for the next hunting season. So pretty much go time tomorrow.
It's go time. So let's talk about early teal season. What are you expecting to hear from hunters tomorrow and see?
Well, I expect a lot of people to be cautious. A lot of people are going to go out, and they may pass on a lot of birds, which you should do if you're not 100% sure of your target. And that's probably what I intend to do. Teal season's pretty new to us, so you want to go out, you want to be careful, make sure you're good at identifying birds, make sure you're using decoys and calls to get them in close. And, you know, UP teal population is pretty good. I've been seeing quite a few myself, and I think there will be good reports. I think it will be slow at first, but people will do well towards the end of the teal season.
Well, it's not necessarily going to be a real ducky day tomorrow. It's supposed to be a bluebird day, slightly warmer than today, and not a lot of wind. But tonight, we're expecting frost, especially north of us up in Canada.
Yeah, and it doesn't take a whole lot to push those teal, especially the greenling teal. It doesn't take much to push them down, so we could be in for a really good push and really nice early season.
What type of calling do you think you need to worry about when you're talking about calling in teal specifically? Or do you think decoys are more important?
Decoys are definitely important. You can get whistles pretty cheap and do a little teal whistle, but teal also respond really well to mallard calls. So if you can make a good quack on your basic double reed mallard hen call, then you'll be pretty good with teal. Big thing with teal is decoys, and you want some motion, you know, a mojo or a pulsator or something kicking up some motion to get their attention, and teal absolutely love to decoy.
Well, Dan, I'd like to talk to you about this fresh shipment you got in, and just remind folks, you have free delivery across the entire UP. So give them your phone number, tell them about your website, your Facebook page, and then we'll talk more about what's coming up.
Well, Facebook, you can just search Superior Decoys, facebook.com/SuperiorDecoys or SuperiorDecoys.com. You can call me or text at 231-994-DUCK, 231-994-DUCK. Actually, just minutes before I talked to you, I just unloaded two pallets of Tangle-Free Decoys. Yesterday, I unloaded a pallet of Higdon Decoys, my first shipment from that company. And so we're absolutely loaded. Anything you need, decoy bags, weights, line, and pretty much any sort of decoy you could want.
I'd be anxious to talk to you more about the details and what you got in, and folks need some of that stuff. You know, you can get to them pretty quick. So can you hang around with us for our next outdoor report?
Sure can.
Dan Miller from Superior Decoys. Check it out at SuperiorDecoys.com or on Facebook. We'll be back with him to talk more duck hunting. It's time. It's the season. It's here. Finally, and we're pretty pumped up. We'll continue later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.